Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's go live to Portugal now. Tim Tactics is with us. For almost a decade, Tim worked as an advisor within the covert governance sector in Europe, which aims to understand the missions and strategies of non-human intelligence on our planet and beyond. He has been involved in experiments with so-called exotic life forms, beings not from this planet, and for 10 years has worked on advanced technologies and secret projects. Tim, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, George. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Tell me a little bit about this work with this covert governance organization.
Yes, sure. So I'm coming from Europe. I've been working in traditional governance for almost 10 years. At these times, as you know, and all your listeners know, there are certain groups that are operating in the background, and certain projects that are so highly classified that they usually do not are not seen by many. So the recruitment process of that was took me over 4 years and brought me pretty much down the rabbit hole, to be honest. And since the Pentagon changed their policies, I'm now able to speak about some of this.
Are you convinced that beyond a shadow of a doubt, we are being visited?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We are. These programs and things that we've done, they are proof to that. The universe, we've never been alone. It's an unspoken secret, right? We've all been debating about that for so many years, and in the last couple of months, we see a lot of evidences more and more people coming forward, and there's a reason for that.
And you're one of those. Why have you decided to do this?
I am one of those people who come forward. I'm not a whistleblower, which allows me to speak to you, George, not being in front of the Pentagon, the Congress, or any other institution. I'm not sanctioned to do so, but again, the policy's changed, which comes from the fact that the planet itself is changing, and there is some urgency to bring out some of these information. And as you can see, and the viewers and audience have seen in the last couple of years, at least in the last 2 years, more and more information has come to the surface level, and we've been flooded with new revelations. Whistleblowers, insiders, and I am one of those.
A few weeks ago, Tim, our government here at the United States stated that the UFOs may not be real, and that there is no reversed engineering program going on. Two issues that I highly doubt from their end. What do you think?
I'm to be honest, quite disappointed about that. The reality is that these programs have been going on for various countries for over 70 years. Europe basically started that in the 1940s, 1930s. David Grush has talked about it. I myself have seen documents from these times. There are certain documents in the archives, and I'm quite disappointed that the disclosure currently seems to be like two steps ahead, one step back. But I guess from knowing how these very complex supranational levels work, I assume that it's there are certain portions who want to see certain stuff coming forward, and there are some that are more conservative.
How many different ET groups, Tim, may be visiting us on planet Earth?
Oh, the interesting thing is that I've talked to colleagues in the U.S. From the DIA, from the CIA, and it's fascinating to me because in the U.S. There's a different policy, and everything has been very much compartmentalized, which means that things have been on such a high level of clearance and classification that information being spread to certain under departments and other groups, and then external companies on the more or less free market that were like building stuff back, and it's so compartmentalized that some of these people that I've talked to in the U.S., the CIA, DIA, some of these agents have talked to me, and they say they're convinced there's only seven. The reality seems the European side is a little differently structured, and also the U.S. side, if you dig further and deeper, is differently structured. The reality seems that we have files and evidences of thousands and thousands of different life forms, and possibly the universe is filled up with millions of them.
We're with Tim Tactics. He's on social media, which is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Tim, why have you decided to go public?
Thanks for the question, George. The reality seems I've been working for almost 10 years in these programs, and it came to my understanding that the planet itself is going through a certain phase right now, which, you know, explained, and a lot of us notice that. We all see that certain stuff is happening. Chinese colleagues have recently stated that the Earth core has come to a stop and even reversed. We are talking about the solar activities increasing with high levels. And this all comes down to the fact that as we see day and night and summer and winter and so on, the planet itself is going through a cyclical development as well, which has been here for, which the last time that happened was like about 15,000 years ago. You know, the Bible talked about certain, you know, incidents,
yeah.
floods, right? And this cyclical phase is reoccurring, not with a flood, but it would bring a certain amount of turbulence. I proposed a plan many years ago in my particular group in order to prepare the population. I was not able to actually bring that forward. At that time, there was not an open mind for that type of plan. And now things changed. Since 2019, the Pentagon has changed their policies and different other departments and different other allied forces, they've changed the policies around that. So I took the chance bring forward this information. And I'm also doing something quite beautiful with the community on social media and so on, which is influencing the reality field. And as you know, I know one of your stories that you on your radio show, you've successfully altered the direction of a windstorm once, right?
We've done that, yeah.
I know. That comes down to the fact that the universe is actually more of a mental process than a material independent process. So we all are connected to this reality field, just as much as you and your audience could alter the weather and the tornado, the storm. We can actually dive into the reality field and with our minds change that. And something that I've proposed to was a very easy mantra which is all shift happily now. It's only four words, but it's meant to actually bring mental energy into this process.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim, we're in Solar 25 right now, and I had a guest last week who believes that the sun plays havoc with our mood and our consciousness. What do you think of that?
Beautiful. I mean, not the fact that it causes havoc, but thank you for asking that question, George. So the sun actually, we are all under the impression that our consciousness is only within our own personality and only in within our own body. But the reality is that the universe, as the Latin word already says, universus, means that it's only one life form. On different fractal levels of existence. That's something that we found out quite many, many years ago. So the sun itself is one of the deliverers of the primal birth giver of consciousness. We all get the information that feeds our consciousness from the sun. And that's the reason why, for example, these old civilizations, they all had the god of the sun in their memories, right?
They were obsessed with the sun, weren't they?
What's that?
They were obsessed with the sun.
Obsessed with the sun, yes. Even like today, when we want to indicate that someone has consciousness, higher consciousness, gurus, we have this halo around the head, right? We see that with Jesus and different other avatars, even in the Hindu mythologies and so on. So the reality is that the data that we get for our consciousness is being fed from the sun, and with the sun being the sun is not fixed. Many people might think that the Earth, which is, you know, we should know that by now, that the Earth is orbiting the sun. But interestingly enough, the sun is also orbiting something much bigger. And so we are influenced by the amount of data and the density of the data that comes in. And more sun activities means more consciousness.
Tell us about the operation that was done about 15,000 years ago, a harvest to save the planet. What happened?
So 15,000 years ago, and we find evidence everywhere, and different other people have looked into archaeology, proof of that. There are millions and millions of people, a whole civilization that has been lost. We do see the remainings of their structures. We do see these pyramids. We do see these temples. They have left certain engravings, certain symbols that, you know, as their last message. Then we have certain information coming from the Bible, certain the biblical texts, certain texts from the Chinese, from certain Asian countries. We also have information from the South Americas, and they all talked about this biblical flood. And we can see that in the soil of the earth, when we dig deep, we can see that 15,000 years ago, there was a magnetic shift. And as you can imagine, if you have like a ball surrounded by another ball, which is this planet that we're on, if the earth core starts rotating in the different direction, then the land masses and also the water masses will start to also be shaken. It creates a lot of turbulence. And that is the reason why all these texts speak about this biblical flood. The thing is, and we can actually prove that by the iron particles in the soil that have changed their direction, that the magnetic poles of this planet have changed. And you will find evidence for that because it has been released in normstream media quite recently, too, that this is going to happen again, not with a flood, but at least these different influences on the magnetic and the energy field of the planet itself.
Tim, what can you tell us about the alien abduction phenomena? People disappearing off the planet, some being brought back. What's going on?
That's a strong jump, George. The alien abduction phenomena, we'd love to actually call that contact, because abduction seems to be, suggesting that it's a negative, thing that happens. It seems like most cases that we looked into, most of them, have made quite positive, experiences over time. It shakes people a little bit in the beginning, and after some years, they all develop a certain type of consciousness that where they state that the contact scenario was positive for them. So the reality again, we have many different agendas and many different species and influences on this planet. So it's hard to speak generally, but yes, alien or ET contacts are a thing. It's true. We calculate that, for example, in North America alone, USA alone, we have probably 30 million people in the statistics that have been contacted by ETs once, which is a huge, huge number.
My God, yeah.
Yeah, it's a large, right? Large number, right?
30 million, it's huge.
It's huge. Reality seems there's something in the human brain that when something dramatic kicks in, that the human brain has a tendency to block that out, which is a trauma-based reaction coming from the human, from the structure of the human cortex. And most of the people who've been contacted or seen UFOs or had certain experiences probably think that it's just a dream or something that happened to them, and they over time they forget about it. But reality is, yes, there are contacts. It often has to do with the fact that certain ET species have sprinkled their DNA onto this planet as well. So there are millions on this planet, which we found out and through DNA testing and different other methods, who are actually related to ETs.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.